This podcast is brought to you by Parallel, the first and only OBGYN-founded prenatal vitamin with targeted nutrients for each stage of motherhood. Most prenatal vitamins treat pregnancy with a one-size-fits-all approach, but your body changes throughout each trimester, and so do your nutritional needs. So when I first started looking at prenatals, I was immediately attracted to Parallel and have been taking them for my entire first trimester and plan to continue them through the second and third, as well as through postpartum. Their first trimester pack has everything you need to support baby's early development, like folate, omega DHA and EPA, two full spectrum multivitamins, and B6 and ginger to help fight off nausea. Yeah, I've definitely needed that. So wherever you are in your pregnancy journey, check out parallelhealth.com. They are offering a special 20% discount just for this audience. So use code BIGKID20 for 20% off your first month. That's parallelhealth.com and use code BIGKID20 for 20% off.
Drinking, dance all night. Now it's talk of diapers and pacifiers, and our pants are feeling tight. Bottle service with BKP. Bottle service with BKP.
All right, we're doing this. I cannot believe it. Today is the first day that I just found out that I am pregnant. Pretty crazy. I'm looking at three positive pregnancy tests. I mean, that can't be a coincidence, right? Like that's gotta mean something. And what's funny is my husband Brandon and I, when we literally just started talking about trying to have kids, I thought this was gonna take a lot longer. We basically started like actually trying last month. But when we started talking about this, I had the idea. I'm like, the second that I see that positive pregnancy test, I want to start recording this podcast. So today is that day. I'm freaking looking at them. This is pretty wild. You might hear me say that 50,000 more times. I am obviously going through a range of emotions. One being excited, emotion 2 through 10 being like absolutely freaking terrified, thinking my life is over, and just I don't know, just having a little panic. But I think they're actually, Brandon asked me, he's like, what percentage are you excited to anxious? And I think I'm at like 40-60. Like I'm 40% excited, 60% just having a complete panic attack. What's funny is it all happened. I mean, it happened this morning, and it was so anticlimactic, the whole thing. I hope any of you listening out there who have had this moment in your life had like a much more exciting way of finding out. But I had a whole plan. I'm going to tell you my plan first, then I'm going to tell you how it actually happened. So my plan was that the day that I got my, you know, positive pregnancy test, the way I was going to tell Brandon was super cute. I was going to go to like this bakery in town, and I was going to get some like goodies, and then I was going to put the positive pregnancy test in the goodies, and I was going to put that box in the oven, and then I was going to wait for him to come home. And I have this, let me tell you, I have this whole freaking game plan. Okay, so I was going to be sitting in the living room, which faces our kitchen, and I was going to be pretending that I was on my phone, but I was going to be filming the entire thing. And I was going to tell him, oh, I picked up, you know, some goodies from here. They're in the oven, like, if you want them. And then I was going to watch as he opened the oven, pulled out the box, opened the box, saw my positive pregnancy test with a little sign that said, we have a bun in the oven. And I was going to get his whole reaction on film. It was going to be so cute. There was going to be tears. It was just going to be like so incredible. It was going to break the freaking internet and all of that. So that was my plan. How it actually happened is I had taken a pregnancy test 2 days ago. I had taken a pregnancy test 3 days ago. and it was negative. And I was a little bummed because we had just started trying, but whatever. So I assumed that I was not pregnant this month and we were going to try next month. And this morning we were going to go look at a house. Brandon had already been scouting houses for our new family that doesn't exist yet. And my whole thing was, I was like, I, you know, don't want to rush into a house. We could be, you know, trying for 2 years to get pregnant. We don't know when this is going to happen. So I just wanted to confirm again that I was not pregnant so that I could turn to Brandon and say, let's wait on this house. So I went to go take this pregnancy test this morning. And as soon as I freaking peed on the thing, I could see that the lines were showing up that weren't showing up 3 days ago. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, hold on. Ran to the pantry to go grab another pregnancy test, ran back into the bathroom. Obviously, Brandon's like, what's going on? Peed on that one, stick it on the counter, and I'm watching both of these turn into the... I'm watching a couple lines all showing up on these pregnancy tests. So Brandon walks in. He's like, what's happening? And I'm looking at the paper. I'm looking at the test. I'm looking at him. I'm like, I think these are positive. So he looks at the paper, he looks at me, he looks at the test. He's like, they are positive. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, oh my God. And then we just hugged. That was it. That was the whole thing. And then, well, I did like maybe 15 seconds later completely burst into tears because like I just am so overwhelmed and in shock and all of that. But the whole thing was really anticlimactic, if I'm going to be honest. But what can you do? So yeah. And I mean, also we're trying not to get so excited because even though we have positive pregnancy tests, I know there's a lot of factors that go into it. It could be a false positive. It could be a chemical pregnancy, which I just Googled and found out is a thing. So I don't really want to get super excited or freak out too much until we confirm that this is a legit pregnancy. But that is not going to stop me from at least giving us all a little bit of info today about what is happening at this stage of pregnancy. So at this stage, when I go to calculate how pregnant I am at this moment, apparently you look back at the first day of your last period. So from that first day of my last period was 4 weeks ago, which means that I, even though I'm just testing positive for the first time, am technically 4 weeks pregnant. So what does that mean? Okay, so I did some homework. I did some homework to share my findings with the class. But basically at 4 weeks, your baby is the size of a poppy seed, which I'm pretty sure I have one in my tooth right now, which I'm like trying to look at for comparison's sake. But it's basically microscopic. This is interesting. Your baby does not have a heartbeat yet. That begins around week 5 or 6. Which is good to know. Apparently, you don't share blood yet. So that's good to know because I don't really, I haven't been treating my body like a temple the last few weeks. Let's put it that way. Okay, so 4 weeks pregnant, what are the symptoms? I mean, I definitely, over the last few weeks, like I was thinking that I might be pregnant based off of some symptoms. Let's go through this list. I have a list here from The Bump. They say, while it's normal to be 4 weeks pregnant with no symptoms, brace yourself. Nausea and vomiting may be in your near future. Wonderful. Can't wait for that. But a few symptoms you could be expecting at 4 weeks: bloating. Okay, this was the thing that was tipping me off, you guys. Like the way I've been bloating the last 2 weeks has been like exclusively in my uterus. Like I was at a Barry's class like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, I just noticed that I was only bloated from like the belly button down, and I was like, that's weird. I mean, probably in hindsight, knowing now that I'm pregnant, I'm like, yeah, that checks out. Okay, so bloating is a telltale sign. Mild cramping. Apparently, to have some cramping at this stage is totally normal. It's a sign that the baby has properly implanted in your uterus. But any severe cramping, you should call your doctor right away. I really haven't had any cramping yet. Spotting, they say the same advice goes. If there's a lot of blood or if blood lasts for a few days, you might want to see the doctor. Mood swings. See, I've been moody the last few days, but I thought it was just because I was getting my period. Like, this is basically the day that I was supposed to get my period. It's hard. I think a lot of these are also things that happen when you're expecting your period. So it's kind of hard to know. Morning sickness, they say, can be a thing, but it's usually at its worst around week 9 and then slowly gets better at the second trimester. God, I'm hoping I don't get that one. We'll see. We will find out. Fatigue is another symptom. Yeah, I'm tired always, so hard to tell. And then sore breasts. This was the big one. This was like the kicker for me that I'm like, okay, something is up, because I always, like, my titties get sore like really bad right before my period every month. But like, they were sore for like 2 weeks before my period, which I thought was weird, like very, very sore. And I'm like looking at them right now, and I swear they're like, it looks like I already got a boob job. Like, I don't know what's going on. They're swollen. They freaking hurt really bad, which they do every month, but it's only usually like 1 or 2 days where they hurt, and they've been hurting for a while. So if anybody else has experienced or is experiencing that symptoms, I'm with you. Okay, so what do we need to do at this stage of pregnancy? So we just found out, we just looked at a positive pregnancy test. The first thing that you should do is to test again. So that's what I did. I literally banged out 3 tests today. I did 2 like of these like random tests that I had, and then went and got a Clear Blue because I've heard that one is like the most accurate. And then sure enough, my Clear Blue came out positive too. So that's one of the first things you need to do. The second major thing is to make a doctor's appointment. And if you don't have an OBGYN, this is the time to find one. And I just thought this was funny because if any of my other millennial or Gen Z listeners experience this, like, I freaking hate calling and making doctor's appointments. So this is just a little tip from me to you. When you call, you ask for a prenatal appointment. Like, there's a name for this. Like, I called the first doctor's appointment and I was like, hey, I am Sarah and I have a positive pregnancy test. They were like, okay. So don't look, sound like an idiot. Just say you're looking for a prenatal appointment. I was also nervous, guys. I'm literally like, I'm a complete spaz right now. I'm running on adrenaline and I'm probably going to have a panic attack 3 seconds after I hang up this microphone. Okay. So you want to test again. You want to make a doctor's appointment. You want to quit drinking and smoking ASAP. Check, check. Sadly, you know what's really sad is I actually have, like, we're doing an end of summer weekend. Next weekend, I'm going to the beach with like a group of friends, and I don't know how I'm not going to tell them that, like, I've tested positive for pregnancy, because everyone's going to know something's up when I'm not drinking on this trip. That honestly, I think that's like the biggest bummer right now is I have a lot of fun things coming up in the next month, and yeah, you just got to stop. You got to stop right away. And then really the last thing you can do at this stage in pregnancy is to start taking a prenatal vitamin if you haven't, if you're not already doing so. The only other thing to note is, I guess at this point in time, you know, the whole idea is not to tell a ton of people. Again, we don't know if we're totally pregnant. You have to go to a doctor and confirm it with a blood test. And I think at that stage, I'll at least, you know, tell my mom. I'll tell Brandon's mom, might tell a couple of friends. I'm like itching to just like send a picture of the pregnancy test to my entire group chat, but they're saying that that's not a good idea at this stage. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps anybody who is in this similar boat. It's an exciting time and I can't wait to go on this journey with all of you. It's kind of crazy. We're starting this thing. We're going to do it. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. We'll be back.